This is the problem. Take a pair of scales.
The moon is a major part of our life. It is responsible for two-thirds of the height of the tides that wash across our beaches twice every day. It also stabilizes the tilt of the Earth, thus making life possible. And in pre-industrial times, it gave us that very important light at night, and of course, it's strongly related to the female menstrual cycle. So, if the moon features so prominently in our life, why do so many people wrongly believe that the moon does not rotate? That is 100% wrong. But if you believe that you always see exactly the same face of the moon, well, you're only 9% wrong. The moon takes about 27.3 days to perform one complete rotation around the Earth. And that's the same time that it takes for the moon to perform one rotation on its spin axis. Yes, that's right, the moon does spin. Now, it's easy to see why this myth conception of the moon not spinning appears perfectly reasonable. Do a simple experiment and plonk yourself in a rotating chair. And think of yourself as the Earth. Get a friend to walk around you in a circle, always keeping their face pointing at you, while you spin around following their path. Your friend is the moon. To you, it's all quite straightforward. As they, the moon, walk around you, the Earth sitting in the spinning chair, you can always see the face of the person. So therefore, as far as planet Earth is concerned, the moon doesn't appear to be rotating. But then, get somebody else to take your place in the spinning chair and stand yourself outside the circle that your friend, the moon, makes around the Earth. As the moon walks around the Earth, carefully always pointing their face at the Earth, you'll notice that you, the external observer, will first see their face, and then one side of their head, and then the back of their head, and then the other side of their head, and then finally the face again. You are standing still, so they have to be rotating. So the moon does in fact rotate, and it does so in the same time that it takes to do one complete orbit around the Earth. Physicists call this synchronous rotation. It's caused by two separate factors, a thing called tidal force, and the fact that the denser parts of the moon are on the side of the moon facing the Earth. But the synchronous rotation is not perfect. So the moon does not always show exactly the same face to the Earth. We can actually see slightly over half of the moon's surface, about 59% if you observe it over a month. This wobbling effect is called libration, and comes from the Latin word libra, meaning a balance. There are three separate librations. Each one lets us see slightly more than 50% of the moon, and together they add up to let us see an extra 9% of the moon's surface. First, you can see a slightly different view of the moon at moon rise and moon set. At moon rise, we can see slightly more of the east side of the moon, but at moon set, and I'll bet you've never used that word before, you can see slightly more of the west side of the moon. The second factor is that the moon travels in an elliptical, or sort of a rugby ball-shaped orbit, around the Earth, rather than a perfect circular orbit. And this means that when it's close to the Earth, it moves faster, and when it is further away, it moves more slowly. But the moon always spins at the same rotational speed, so there is a mismatch. So sometimes we can see a little around the leading edge of the moon, and later we can see a little around the trailing edge of the moon. And finally, the moon does not orbit around the Earth directly above our equator. No, the moon's orbit is tilted by 6.7 degrees to the Earth's equator. So sometimes we can see more of the moon's south pole, and at other times more of its north pole. So now we know that the Moon does rotate, and that it does not show exactly the same face to the Earth at all times. But we still don't know why the full Moon looks so huge as it rises just above the horizon, even though you can measure it and see that it's not really bigger.
What does it mean? Why is it so?